Shusra Shashiva Shlita, Chavrian Hola, Choshva Bochrim. The Gemara at the beginning of Makis asks the question on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says an exception to the law of Azoma, one of the exceptions, the two that the Mishnah mentions, the four the Brisa mentions, is when two Edim say on somebody that is a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, they're doing a Hezek by giving him a Din Cholol. Why is there no din azoma? The two edim who said on somebody that he's a cholol, we should give them a din chololus. And for the Gemara, a teretz, a kasha on the teretz, and a teretz on the kasha. The Gemara says that Yisoid, Shuben Levi, there's a law of Azoma that Azoma must impact only the Edim. There's not allowed to be an Asisem la'achirim. The Gemara says Zaroi, Tosfos says Ishtoi, Neid Yehuda says Lekuches, the Meiri says Oviv. There's all kinds of other people and different hechatimtzes where other people can be impacted. If the halacha of Azoma is not only going to impact the Edim, but al yedei zeh, other people will also be nizik, even if it's kedin, it's the way it should be. B'chai gavna le'omra ateira dina de Azoma. And heyes, if these Edim become halolim, the halacha is ki yadua, that every cholol is shnei chilulim oisa, is mechal ishte, is mechal zare. So al yedei this halacha, that the edim would become chalolim, their children will also become chalolim. That's what should be. And that's not allowed to happen. V'asisim lei v'loi lezare. Frekt of them the Gemara, v'nifselu ledidei, v'loi lefselu lezare. Let's make him a cholol, and his children will not be chalolim. Avad, if there'd be no din of loy v'loy lezarei, mayich beslan, that his children should be chalolim. But now that there's a din, of asisim loy v'loy lezarei, so we'll make a din of nifselu l'didei v'loy nifselu lezarei. Emfe di gemora, bo'inon, kasha zomam v'leka. That would be a chisorin in kasha zomam, if the Edim's children did not become posel, only the Edim themselves, that would be a chisorin in bo'inon kasha zomam. Pshat de Gemara avada is moving, that the Gemara doesn't mean that when they targeted the cholol, they also targeted his children and his children's children, and therefore their children also have to be posel. The fact that they targeted many people, what would happen if they said a woman was a grusha, she has five sons, they're all chalolim. So they made five people into chalolim. So for each one of them, the din is that they should become a chalol tachas, this chalolis tachas, this chalolis tachas, that chalolis. So if the problem is only that they tried to make the chalol's children chalolim, the person who they claimed was a chalol, they were also passing the children. So they did an avla to the child also, even though it's loybol oilam. Let's say there would be such a taina. So we'll make them a cholol for that also. Why do their children have to be cholonim? The Gemara's mevuah that the shuras hadin should be als bo'inan kasha zomam, that the Edim's children should also be posel. What did the Edim's children do? Why do they deserve that? The Gemara means that if the Edim themselves will not have a psul that passels their children, that would be a chisorin in the toikif of the din of azoma. Heyes, they passeled a psul that's nimshach lezarei achrov, and by them we're only going to give them a psul for themselves v'lei lezarei. It does is achisorin in kasha zomam, but you know kasha zomam v'leka. Rishonim, Ritva, other Rishonim of the Ritva, at the beginning of the Masechta, learn from this Gemara you cite. The Gemara Rishonim are talking about why there's no din of Hazama mitzad matnas kohuna. And the Rishonim say that if there's many facets to Hazoma and you're not Mekayim, Hazoma Bishle Musay, there's no din to be Mekayim, Chatzi Hazoma. That's this Gemara. The Gemara says that it's Chasaron in Kasha Zomam if his children don't become posel also. No, we can't do that. Vasisim loy v'loy lazari. But let us do a chotshik, what we could do. Let's make them posel. V'lif seluah ledidei v'loy lif seluah lazari. So the Rishonim say from here, it's mukrach. We're not mekayim chatzi azomam. Heyos bo'inan kasha zomam. The shleimus of kasha zomam is only if they and the children are posel. And we can't do that because the Torah doesn't allow loy v'loy lazari. Is b'ina kasha zomam v'leka is nishtoket divnat zomam. Mavur in the Gemara, Gerada Agresa Chiddush and Avona, the Ritva touches on this, that theoretically, if we could affect a chatzi azoma, and if there would be an inyan to do so, we could create a chalolis that's not mechalol zari. In reality, there's no such cholol. In Masechta Kedushin, there's no such cholol. The Gemara is saying we should create lekovet the pash of azoma. Hey, yes, this is what we feel is fair. We want him to be posel. That's as far as we can go. We can't posel the children. Let's make him posel and not his children. There's a chalolis that doesn't posel the children. There's no such chalolis. Shteta do in Ritva, that there are certain concepts that cannot be, even machmus the pash of azoma. If two eidim say on a Yisrael, shalei betzedek, he's a goy, it's poshut, there's no pashul hazoma to make them into goyim, because even if that's fair, we can't do it. There's no, we don't have the mechanics through the pashul hazoma to make a yid a goy. We have the koyach, it's mavur in the Mishnah. Without the Mishnah, we wouldn't know this either. It's mavur in the Mishnah that we prepared machmas hazoma about smusay to create a cholol from somebody who wasn't neilad meyisuri kohuna. We would do that. But we're creating a chalolis that doesn't exist. Velif selul le didei, v'leilif selul le zari. What's shteta do in the Gemara? Shteta do in the Gemara that even though the shleimus of chalolis is a mecholol shemecholol zari, anybody who deserves to be a cholol deserves to be a cholol b'shleimus. And therefore, that's the reason why we've never found a cholol who's not mecholol zari. But lu yitzir, there was someone who mitzad dini yisuri kuna doesn't deserve to be a cholol and b'chlal. It's only kedei lekaim the inyan of azoma v'asisim loyka shazomam lasis lo'achiv. And in the pash of azoma, we come out that this is the fair thing to do, that he should be a cholol. Without that extra din of mechalol zari, we're prepared to do it. Of dem zok di gemara, there's another problem now, a mesechta makistika problem. B'yinon kasha zomam v'leka. There's no pasha of being mekayim mixes hazoma. Hayes hazoma is mekayim that he should be posel and is zera. And there's a din of asisim leivalei lezara. Is that vifel? We can't make the whole din. We don't do it at all. That's state in the Gemara. What exactly is the gedder of this chatzi hazoma? Why is it a chatzi hazoma if he's posel and his children are not posel? There's two ways in Avona to understand this. One way you could understand is that a posel, it's not poisel. It's a chisorn in the psul, if he's posel without being poisel. The very fact that he has a psul shein a poisel, like a tumah that's not metame, he has a psul that's not poisel, that's a lesser darga of psul. But the ritva is mashma, rishenim a mashma, it's not because his psul is a psul shein a poisel. It's because it's not nimshach further. Hey, yes, the cholol that they were saying is a cholol, shalei betzedek. Lefi divreyem was a cholol that's nimshach ad oilam. It's actually nimshach to loyal lazari la'achrov. And my him, it's owned by the edim, it's only going to be loy without zari achrov. That's called a lesser azoma, chatzi azoma, we don't mekayim it. This is the sugya ha'gemara. Tosis, kimafusim, asks Akasha over here, based on a hanocha that they say at the Mishnah. In the Mishnah state, that cholo we don't make hazoma. Taisa says, it's a dovah poshet that we don't do hazoma for mitzri, for a mamzer, for all psulei yichus, if there would be a musig of hazoma by other psulim, we'd know about it. Avada state in the Gemara, lemaisa, there's only three types of hazoma, misa, malks, and mom. So vaista is that this Mishnah that says that we don't make chalolis als hazoma is kailal also that we don't make mitzri, we don't make amayni meyovi, we don't make mamza. Shteltzach Teisvus, so why does the Mishnah only say cholol, which is only negele kuna? The Mishnah should say other psulim also. The Achrayim have various drachim that maybe there's other reasons besides the reasons hamavua b'gemora by mamza and by other psulim. Aben Teisvus mavua shaleke divreim, that the only reason why you can't make a mamza edim mamzerim als chalolis, als hazama, is for the same reason you can't make chalolis, either vasisim levi le lezari le b'shumen levi, or le bapada, or ma machal leinim is chalol. May the Teisa ask a kasha why the Mishnah chapped on chalol, Yitz Hashem, later we'll see a yishuv on this kasha, but that's what Teisa says. Based on that the Mishnah is kailal, the din of mitzri, for Teisa's, a gewaldige kasha. The Mishnah says that you don't make, the Gemara says that you don't make chalolis on psul, you don't make hazama on psul, chalolis void, because vasisem loy, v'loy lezari. We all know from Chumash, that mitzri, the Torah says, der shlishi yove b'kal Hashem. Mitzri is only possible, mitzri rishon and mitzri sheni. So if two edim said on someone that he's a mitzri sheni, and we give them the din of mitzri sheni, we're not going to pass all their children. So even if there wouldn't be a mit of asisem loy, v'loy lezari, we're not interested in passing their children. We only want to pass all them. Is vozok the Gemara b'inon kasha zomam v'leka, b'inon kasha zomam v'leka. There's no b'inon kasha zomam v'leka. They were only trying to make a person postal himself and not his children. This is a kasha, Taisus asks, Rishonim ask. Taisus answers, it says loy v'loy lezari, but who adin? Loy v'loy le'ishtoi. The ik is loy v'loy le'acherim. By cholol, it's loy v'loy lezari. It's enough that it passes the zera. By mitri, there's taka a mitri that doesn't pass lezari. But it's mavur in all the sugyas in Yevomis that every psul kol that lives with a woman is poisel helikuna. So if the person is the mitri sheni that the edom are claiming he is, lefi devrayim, he's poisel the isha likuna, and therefore we have to do the same to them. And if that's the case, there's a problem of loy v'loy le'ishtoi. As I state in Taisus, this is the Taisus that Taisus says. On this Taisus, there's a number of shilas. Kvega asks, Mufusim diki kasha, that the Gemara in Yevomis brings a shittas Reb Yosi, kol she'ena to poisel zarei, ena to poisel ishtoi. The Gemara there, when it learns up Kisiyah, the various Yalfusas that a psuli kol a poisel isha babia, Rabbi Yosi holds it has to be a psul kol that passes the children. A psul kol that's not nimshach l'deiris, mitri sheni, whose children are kosher, doesn't pass his wife, doesn't pass a woman that he lives with. In that case, Frekzer Kvega, Taisus answered a teretz according to us. According to us, the mitri sheni is paisel ishtei bebiyosai, even if the eidim who are going to become mitri sheni are not going to pass all the children, they're going to pass all the wife. But according to Rabbi Yosi, the same way they don't pass all the children, they don't pass all the wife. Is the chavayta geblidin taisus kasha? That's what Reb Kvega asks. Now, be'etzim, you could dreze chayis a little bit from this kasha, and you could shtelzach that the masho is mo'era, taisus asks a kasha, mitri sheni. Mitzri Sheni shouldn't have a din of Edom on it. Mitzri Sheni should have a Zoma. Shtelch the Masho, Eima Hochanama. It says somewhere not like that. Maybe an Hochanama. If the Masho. Sotrim Kivehege. Shmak. According to Bapada, it's not like that. In Bapada's Taina of Mamachal Leina Mischal, there's no difference between Mitzri Rishon and Mitzri Sheni. It doesn't have to do with Zari. If it's not mistaber, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Shub and Levi and Bapada. This cheshvin of Kivega says Pesach Advorim. No, that's only a taina, because la halacha is going to come out an afgemina, because Mitzri Sheni is not Poisel Zari. But once we say that Mitzri Sheni has the same din according to Rabbi Shub and Levi because it's Poisel Zari, because Poisel Ishtoi, now you're asking me what's going to be like Rabbi Yaisi? Efshar no chanam. Like Rabbi Yaisi, there's taka an afgemina le dina between Rabbi Shub and Levi and Bapada. It can only not be an afgemina la halacha, but maybe there is taka such an afgemina as a kemen madchik zain. There is a chayis in the kasha, but avada is ma'od loy mistaba. Avada is a loy shomanu. Kipshute, it's impossible to say that lahalocha lemaisa is hazoma by mitzri sheni. Avada is a loy shomanu. The mashal's kasha is only the Tosis didn't say loy shomanu. It's mashmitz mavua minei obey that it's not true. That's what he asked, and on that the teretz is bapada. But avada the din is bora bein rabbiyesi bein lechachomim. There's a loshon aritva, but kipshute. Avada Mitzri Sheni also does not have Hazoma. What's the problem of Asisem Loi? Kvega Asa Geshmaka Ora. The Gemara brings a drosha of Asisem Loi Veloi Lazari. Essentially, it's Vasisem Loi Veloi Lacherim. And the Gemara says, by Cholol, what's the Acherim? Zare. No. There's really another Acherim. A cholol is poisel ishtai. So vilaim and poshet, chad a mitre nokat, the Gemara chaps on zarev, who had in ishtai. But now Tosis is saying that by mitri sheni, we don't have loy v'loy lezari. Loy v'loy lezari helps for cholol, helps for mamza, helps for mitri rishin, but it doesn't help for mitri sheni. Loy v'loy le ishtai helps for everything. So why did the Gemara say loy v'loy lezari, which helps for cholol, is true. For what the Mishnah actually says, loy v'loy lezari is as good as loy v'loy leishtoi. It was a diktuk. The Gemara could have said loy v'loy leishtoi, and that suffices even for mitzri sheni. Masha enkein, loy v'loy lezari is not makif or psulim. So why does the Gemara chap on loy v'loy lezari? As a stelzchem kvega. Hora. The Ritva asks a lomdish akasha. The Ritva asks that he doesn't hear the whole yisod of Tosis. What does Tosis say? There's a din of loy v'loy le'ishtoi. But the Gemara says on loy v'loy lezari, nifselu ledidei v'loy lefselu lezari. We have an etzah. We can get out of this problem. Only pasal him. What does the Gemara say? Bo'inon kasha zomam v'leka. And what's the chsaron of Kasha Zomam? If he becomes posel, who cares about his children? No. If he becomes posel, but he knows his einiklach, his children are going to be kosher, it's not the same psul. Zok of them the Ritva, oh, that's true, because the child is kara the abba, and the father, had he been a cholol, would be posel l'deiris olam. And now the Edom are only going to be posel themselves. Thus is taka b'inon kasha zomam v'leka. But that he doesn't posel his wife is a problem of b'inon kasha zomam v'leka. Echenish the svar of Ustesu zogt. No. Maybe Meken zogen Ustesu dingsach with the Ritva. But the emes is if you miss b'inon, this kasha is akushe kebazel. Bishleim if a mitzri made his wife a mitzri, no. So Meken Zogen, it's not nimshach downwards, it's nimshach a different way. A mitzri doesn't make his wife a mitzri. He passes a likuna. So he's a psul kol, he's a mitzri, he's posel a kol, he's a mitzri sheni. It's not going downwards, it's not going sideways. The psul mitzri is nish nimshach. No, he says posel is paislish to likuna. And the Edom are not going to be poiselish to likuna. Does it say kasha zomam v'leka? This is a chisorn in their psul that it's not nimshach. It's not nimshach anyway. The psul that they have is not nimshach. They're poisel ish likuna. That they're not going to be poisel ish likuna. Avada the ritzvah frekta gevaldige kasha in svara. Does the after chnishtobin kendin from beinah kasha zomam v'leka? These are the kashas. So here I'd like to introduce a vote which states in Mishnah Rabbanan in Yevomis. Rav Aaron says his own teretz. He says a yesoid, and at the end he just says a few words. Ubeze mesulik kushas tesis biyavomis daf beisam adalef. Rav Shiva Rav Aaron says, what's the gedra advorim that the Torah said by Mitzri that he's posel the rishon, the sheni, and the shlishi is kosher? So Rav Aaron says, "Vil trachm kindrish, psul a shvach, a psul becomes diluted. Mitzri sheni is so shvach, it can't posel Mitzri shlishi." So Rav Aaron does the shut to the yenuke. That's not the way to understand it. A mitzri sheni is a mitzri. A mitzri rishon is a mitzri. The Torah gezogt mitzri shlishi is kosher. He calls it a heter of deiris. The heter that the mitzri shlishi has is not because the psul of the mitzri sheni is a shvacher a psul. It's because he's a mitzri sheni. Ek kenish tobin the psul from mitzri rebeir is nor a mitzri sheni. The shvachkeit is in the mitzri shlishi, not in the mitzri sheni. So Rav Aaron, so if these eidim are now going to get a chleis psul of mitzri sheni, what did Taisa say? If they're only a mitzri sheni, they're not going to be able to pass all their children. There's a difference between a mitzri rishon and a mitzri sheni. The difference is that the child is a mitzri shlishi. So that the children of the eidim have a chleis heter of mitzri shlishi? Versteitzch is not shaykh. Even if we give them, the eidim, a din mitzri sheni and psul, but to say that al yedei zeh, it's chal that the children have a shem of mitzri shlishi, is kemuvin the shaykh. Therefore, he understands that Tosis Vaisteis held that it's a weakness in the psul of mitzri sheni, and before we give them that psul, they also can't passel. And that Rav Aaron's saying, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that the heter of mitzri shlishi is because he's a mitzri shlishi, and over here, the Adam's children are not going to be mitzri shlishi. I'd like to suggest that even though Rav Aaron says that medem is for emphatesis kasha, oy memeg mariv oy zayn loy die, it's nish for emphat, no adaraba beze mevua divri atesis. Let's learn the sugya. The Gemara says there's a problem of asisim loy veloy lazare. Before the Gemara said that, there was no problem in whatever happened to Machmas Hazoma. Let the chips fall. He is a cholol. His children will be chololim. It's all zayin azay. Now the Torah says, no, there's a din of asisim loy, v'loy lazare. If you're impacting the children, we can't do that. So vozok the Gemara, I have an etzah. V'lifsilu ledidei, v'loy lifsilu lazare. Emfe di Gemara, b'inon kasha zomam v'leka. How do you read Pashtus, the Gemara? The Gemara said, let's do a chatzia zoma. Okay? Lifsalula today, v'lei lifsalula zari. And Ochanama, we're not doing the full azoma, but we have no choice. And for the Gemara, b'ina kasha zoma v'leka. B'oifin l'fizeh, the Gemara is saying that you say that there's no din of chatzia zoma. But I want to suggest another pshat, and we'll see as they state in Rashi and as they state in Ritva. The Gemara is not discussing chatzia zoma. The Rishonim are discussing Chatzi Azoma. The Gemara Lechatchila did not hold that it's part of Azoma that the Adam's children will also be posel. The Chalos of the Azoma, the Optuch, that what we're trying to achieve, that they should feel the same pain that they inflicted as that their Chalolim, Geendikt, that the children become Chalolim or don't become Chalolim is not part of the process of Azoma. Aber Kachu Mimela, hey, yes, their Chalolim, they're going to posel their children. The kiyum of Azoma is you wanted to make him posel, you should be posel. We care that your children should be posel like his children would have been posel. No, you'll be posel. But Lamaisa, your children are going to be posel. Leivalei Lazari. Frekti Gimori Chobaneitza. If that's the problem, that the cholol is posel zari, then Mamach Nadinas, their cholol is nish posel zari. Is the Gemara Mechadish? It does well gefelt in Azoma. Boinon kasha zomam veleka. The Gemara is being Mechadish in Ryan. This philosophy that if you make a person posel without making a Zera posel, it's a weakness in the kiyum of Azoma in him, is the Chiddush of the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara in the Kasha didn't know that. The Gemara thought the reason why his children become posel is not because that's part of the Kiyum of Azoma. The Kiyum of Azoma is that he becomes posel. Once he becomes posel, Mebele his children become posel. Frek the Gemara, have an Eitzah. Lifsalul le Dedevil, Lifsalul le Zari. Emphat the Gemara does volt gefelt in Azoma. Loshen Rashi. First, the Gemara says, "V'loy lezari, v'im taseyu cholul v'hu koyen posalta zari loylam." Your maisi, you've made his children zari posel. But you know, kasha zomam, but who zomam lifsel es anidn via zari? The Gemara is answering that that's part of the kasha zomam that his children should also be posel. Yes, frank the rishonim adrita kasha. Okay, felt taka kasha zomam. Let's do at least as much as we can. Let's do chatzi azomam. And Rishayim, that's not Akasha. Those states as Chatzi Azoma Leka. But the Gemara's Kasha was not discussing Chatzi Azoma. The Gemara Lechatchila held that the reason why his children become apostle is not Al Yedei Zeh is Nitesev Hakim of Azoma. The Azoma is Niskayim, then was ever Tacholol. On Er is Poisel Zari. Frank the Gemara says, Olenish Poisel Zain Zari. And for the Gemara, that would be a Chisorin in Azoma. And on that, the Rishayim say, once it's a chesaron in Azoma, we're not mekayim chatzi Azoma. Why do I say this? Besides Rashi's loshen, it's mevur in the Ritva, the Geshmaki Ritva. The Ritva stelt chaf hashayla ba'pado oimer. Ba'pado says a second teretz, and it doesn't last. Machvati kiddushin meikora. Fregn the Rishonim, what was wrong with the first teretz? It seems from the Ritva, it's dochik to say that he doesn't hold of Asisim Loi, Veloi Lazari. Not Mistava. Frek the Ritzvah says, it's true, this Vasisim Loi, Veloi Lazari. What's schlecht? Zok the Ritzvah, Meirid Kevot. He also holds of Asisim Loi, Veloi Lazari. But he doesn't hold of this teretz that the Gemara just said. That's the reason why he doesn't hold of it. Oyevshad Loi Nichalei Drosha. The sphere lay the kivin the mifsel iu karina be shape kasha zomam. If the pshat would be that the Gemara always knew that it's a chesaron in kasha zomam, and the nidin is whether you makayim chatzi azomam, then according to the ritzvos now machlek samiroim whether you keep chatzi azomam. How can you say in the mission of bepshitas that the teres on matnis kuna is chatzi azomam? By stays no. That's not part of the shaila. The shaila is it a chatzi azomam? If I will create a din that he'll be possible and his children won't be possible. Is that a chesaron in Azoma? This is a philosophical thought. Why is it a chesaron in Azoma? As long as he's having the full brunt of what he did to the other person, who cares if his children are kosher or possible? Is that part of the Azoma? Elomai, it's Chalmi Elov. It's an Ifsalul Adrevel, an Ifsalul Azari. Enfid the Gemara, Arayan, does felt in Azoma. It's a chesaron in Azoma if you don't make him apostle lo'olam, when the person himself that he was trying to make apostle was apostle lo'olam. So not everyone's mechuyev to believe that. Papada doesn't hold of that. But the aside that if it's true, there's a din of chatzi azama leka b'zeloi mitzina machlekes. Medua in Rashi and in Ritva, that there's two separate chidushim in Rabbi Shimon Levi. Number one, the first chiddush, which the Ritva says is mustaba, that everyone holds of, v'asisim lo v'loyla acherim. You make a person posel, it's not allowed to impact acherim. That's a drosha, v'asisim lo. But then the Gemara asks, we're allowed to make him posel without his children being posel, and the whole hazom will be niskaim in him. And for the Gemara chiddush, that's a chatzi hazomah. That's not a full azoma, because part of the azoma is that the psul is a psul that will be nimshach l'deiris oilam. Tosfos asks a kasha, without knowing lo v'lo ela ishtei, that by mitzri sheni, you don't have this problem of lo v'lo ela zari. Where does Tosfos ask this kasha, and where should Tosfos ask this kasha? If I was Tosfos, I would ask it right away. V'asisim loy. V'leila zaroi, v'im toima, heidah mitzri sheni, what's the teretz? If they're going to become a mitzri sheni, there's there is kosher. Where's the loy v'leila zaroi? The Dovra Maskel of Tosfos is not on the teretz of Rabbi Shimon Levi, it's on the next line. But inon kasha zomam v'leka. Frek Tosfos, the ganze loshen. If that's the problem, heichin sheinim boim liftzul zaroi. Vos shteta do in Tosfos? Tosfos hat nicht gefragt, die Kasche, of Rabbi Shimon Levi, that by Mitzri Sheni, there's no Loi V'loi Lazari. There is a Loi V'loi Lazari. Because Vira Baran Zogt, as soon as he's possible, the Zera is possible. He's a Mitzri Sheni. That's not the reason not to possible the Zera. It's because the Zera is a Mitzri Shlishi. He's not really a Mitzri Sheni. The children are not really a Mitzri Shlishi. Therefore, as long as he has the Psul of Mitzri, the children will be possible. Loi V'loi Lazari. But now the Gemara says, we have a mechanics to stop the Edim Zayim in passing their children. That's not fair, because he was trying to do more than that. By Mitzri Sheni, you don't have this problem. By Mitzri Sheni, they weren't trying to passel the other person's Zera. They were saying, is it Mitzri Sheni? Only he'd be possible. So there's no Be'in and Kasha Zoma. We don't care, Mitzar HaZoma, whether the children are possible or not. Elamai, the children will be Mela become possible. Of them, of them, the Teretz. V'liv selu l'didei, v'loi liv selu l'zari. Valdik. Ibazai, we could say what I think is a beautiful svara, and it will come out a shtake cheshm. The Gemara says, Amir de Kenayas in Masech de Kedushin, in Masech de Yevomis, that we can have a limitation in a psul if we're only giving, the Ritva talks about this, if it's only Al Hazoma, and we only have to give him this din, even though he's not really deserving of psul, Machmas Yisuri Bia, we're only giving it him as Al Tuchas Mazik, we only have to do what we have to do. We have to passel him, we don't have to passel his children. I want to say a svara, that's all. Legabi the psul being poisel the children, that din noisif that the psul has, that it's poisel the children, you don't have that by hazoma unless you need it. If you don't need it, you don't have it. Okay. But when it's poisel ishtoi, what's the getter of the psul ishtoi? It's not a spreading of his psul. It's a pagam likuna. It's tainting the kashrus of a woman if she lived with a psul kol. If she lives with a psul, with an ishzo, she's posel. Is a vivul memachen emfra ish posel, is muchrach that she'll be nifsel likuna. There's no way out. There's no kasha v'nifsalu l'didei, v'lei lifsalu l'ishtai. What was the whole kasha that the Ritva asked? That by ishtai, there's no problem of kasha zoma b'ina kasha zoma v'leka. It's true. We don't have that teretz. We don't have that kasha. The Gemara would never ask, let him be possible and let his wife be kosher. How are you going to make that happen? If he's got this chisoran, that he's apostle kol, then it's midine kohuna, that the woman who lives with him is pogim. There's no way out. How are you going to make that she's not going to be pogim? You're going to change dine kuda? As educh posluch memela zay. Bishleimer, when we're coming to say that a cholol shouldn't be poisel zaray, that's dine chalolis, that says that the full kite of chalolis as it goes further. This chalolis is not like that. It goes as far as the Torah says. It's not part of the psul mitzri to go further and pasal her likuna. She's not becoming a mitzri. Anyone who's not kosher lover lekol is a pagam likuna. If she lives with him, you're not going to be able to change that. Memela, Tosfos is meida to the Ritva. That avada, there's no svara of be'inon kasha zoman v'leka when it comes to loy v'loy le'ishtai. But I don't need the svar of being in kasha zoma because I don't have the kasha of a lifsalu ala today, but lay lifsalu ala zari. If this is true, so far we're saying svaras yusoras unachainis. Now I want to say a chiddush. Maybe this din that Rabbi Yossi said, that a mitzri sheni doesn't passel his wife because he's a kind of psul whose children will be kosher because they're mitzri shlishi, takanarich son in his psul, but lamaisa his psul is not nimshach further. That's all by a real mitzri sheni. But by Aiden that become a mitzri, we said from the Baron, the children could become posel. The children will not become posel because we have an agenda that they shouldn't become posel, but it's not a din that it can't become posel. Over here, that nizayin, the din for Rabbi Yossi, if the Aiden will be poisel, a mitzri, will say on someone he's a mitzri sheni, and will make them a mitzri, even though they didn't come to Pasel Yenim's wife, but we don't need Brin and Kashas Zalman. They'll automatically Pasel their own wife. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol mi she'ein ha'pasel zarei, ein ha'pasel ishtei. That's when the zarei is kosher midin ha'mitzri. Midin mitzri shlishi. But over here, the child is not a mitzri shlishi. He could be pasel. We have a reason. We didn't allow the psul to go through. Of them is nishtok and din, v'nein ha'pasel zarei, ein ha'pasel ishtei. Memele bet m'pasel zayin ishtei, is b'leib the teretz, bein l'Rabbi Yossi, bein l'chachamin. We have a beautiful teretz on Kvega's kasha. Kvega asked the kasha by Cholol, why does the Gemara say leiva leila zarei? It should say leiva leila ishtai. By Cholol, when he's poisel ishtai lekuna, does it dine cholol? Shnei chilul anuaisa. Dot kem a fregn, does it zayn, v'nifsalula di deva leila ifsalula ishtai. Was it menem from b'inu kasha zoma v'leka? The Ritva says there's no b'inu kasha zoma v'leka. When a psul kol passes his wife likuna, that's a pegam. There's no way of stopping that. Memela dot daf minishtom b'inu kasha zom v'leka. By chalolas, the only reason why we would say leva leila ishtei is because he'll pass his wife midini chalolas. Amamach nadin, lifsalula didei, v'lei lifsalula ishtei. And here we won't be able to say b'inu kasha zom v'leka. Memela the Gemara had to say loy v'loy lazari, dvorim nifloim. Based on this, we have a Yishuv Nifla on the Tosfos Nirashenim's Kasha. Tosfos asks a Kasha, whatever teretz the Gemara says on Chol is the teretz on Mitzri, is the teretz on Mamza. If that's the case, why does the Mishnah not say it? So the Achreinim have a lot of Mahalchim, that there's other reasons for those Psulim, but Tosfos Haltnish does it. L'shitz ha-Tosfos, l'chayritz ha-shtaki Kasha. And we're talking a gewaltige Wort. What's the ikka chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Levi? V'asisim loy v'loy lezare, or b'inun kashas omen v'leka? State in Ritva, the ikka chiddush is b'inun kashas omen v'leka. This is a chvaldige chiddush. Could be b'aparas chelik on it. So the mission is not just megala the din of v'asisim loy v'loy lezare, like Rabbi Shimon Levi. It's megala the chiddush that there's a din of b'inun kashas omen v'leka, which is debatable. B'apada doesn't hold of it. Like b'apada, there's taken no such svara. We have to say a new svara. That's all true by Cholol. But by Mamzer and by Mitzri, where he's Paisel Ishtoi Behechrach, see, you don't need the din of Bin and Kasha Zom and Veleka. They attack Avlei Veleila Ishtoi. Memela, the Mishnah said the Chiddush, that even when you have a Kasha of Nifsalula Didei Veleila Zaroi, either you say the Teretz of Bin and Kasha Zom and Veleka, or you say the Teretz of Ma'am Achal Leinem Eschal, Shkoich Rabbeisayin Hotasach Hatzlocha.